Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com. My name is Michael Crowd of ID It Is, and in this show we're going to discuss how is IS7O configured? Who am I? I've been in the industry for over 23 years. I've worked with the United States Air Force, Navy, Marines, Army, government, and companies around the world. To learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions you'd like to ask me, please use the question comment box below. All right, let's get started. So how is IS7O configured? Well, IS5O and IS6O Metabase was system designed. Not easily extensible. Couldn't make changes with the notepad, which you can do with IS7 because it's an XML type of environment. Was not designed with distribution or delegation in mind. IS7O is designed to support ASP.NET with a unified configuration, making it easier to deploy ASP.NET applications. IS5O and IS6O were very cumbersome to be able to work with. Open design allows for easy modifications to the schema, so we can make changes to the overall schema of IS7, so we can extend it and make changes very easily. Now, when we look at IS7O on the inside, the configuration system is similar to ASP.NET. So we're going to be looking at web.config as one of the files that we'll be looking at for configuration of IS7O. The application host.config is similar to the machine config and the web.config. This replaces the metabase.xml file that we had previously. Now, IS6O was easier to work with than IS5O. Because the IS5O had the metabase.bin file, which there was no way of making changes very easily. But with IS7O or IS6O, we had the metabase.xml, which we can go in and make changes with Notepad. And it wasn't as hard as it was with IS5O. But IS7O, now we're dealing with the application host.config, the machine.config, and a web.config that replaces the metabase XML. The configuration is file-based, making it easier to be able to implement and to configure the IS7O server. So we have the Microsoft.web administration, and this is one of the utilities that we can use to modify the IS infrastructure or the configuration. Now, the Microsoft.web administration is actually a WMI utility, so Windows Management Instrumentation. Allows us to be able to script some of the different things within IS7. It's a new API, Application Programming Interface. Provides control of the configuration and state of IS7O. This is for managed code, such as ASP.NET and so forth. WMI, which I said is a Windows Management Instrumentation, so it's part of the WMI. App command line utility can be used also to call in the Microsoft.web.administration, and you can see if you're a .NET programmer how we're looking at dealing with objects, Microsoft.web.administration. So IS7O configuration schema is full extensible via the XML files. You can store the application settings in with the IS7O configuration. New APIs are available, such as the Microsoft.web.administration is one of them. Extensible UI, which is your user interface, making it easier to configure the server because everything's in one place. Delegation features, what we can do is we can take and we can give access to our developers to be able to deploy the applications instead of having to rely on the web administrator at all times. So we can give them just enough to be dangerous. Now the configuration files, the master state for the configuration is always the configuration files. The modifications may be made without restarting the server because remember what it is this is a modular type environment. So also when we make a change, we don't have to restart the server all the time. The Windows Microsoft.NET Framework version 2.0.50727 config machine.config. This holds the global defaults for the .NET Framework. So this is .NET Framework 2.0. For each of the different .NET frameworks, there's going to be a machine.config. Now, the root web.config is stored in the same folder, and this file exists for each of the .NET frameworks. The application host.config that is underneath the System32 inet serve, and config application host.config. That is the file that is the overall controller for the IIS server. It holds the defaults for the web server. So when we make changes to the websites, creating virtual directories, any of those different things, that's going to be stored within the application host.config. The web.config is each application that is an ASP.NET has a web.config file. And this is a configuration for the actual settings for the application, such as we'll show you, I have ideadudes.biz that we're going to be creating on the web server. It has a web.config. It has the settings for like the mail server, also have connection settings for SQL Server and so forth. The application configuration settings to the directories in which it resides, as well as the child folders, will have a web.config. Child settings can override this web.config if not locked by the parent. Locking it means that we're going to make it so that the parent is the one that has all the settings and then the child is going to inherit. We can override this to provide a more customizable type environment for the web application. ASP.NET IIS 7.0 is configured to use new integrated mode for new applications and its default behavior. The .NET framework must be set for each of the application pools. And so an application pool, all this is this is a boundary that we put around the application. It makes it so only the applications within that collection will be able to share information. And so we'll find out that the applications that are in that pool have to have the same .NET framework. So you're going to assign what is a .NET framework. You can only run one .NET framework in each application pool. Pipeline mode and the .NET framework version are configured at the application pool. This is changed through IIS 7.0 administration tool. Or you can also use the app command.exe, and we'll show you examples of each of how to configure it immediately. So classic ASP, IIS manager, or the app command, we can configure classic ASP. IIS 6.0 behavior may be required. This is for saying that if we have applications that were in ASP and they're not ready for ASP.NET, they will run in a compatibility mode for IIS 6.0. ASP runs under an impersonated identity. Modify the ACL, which is access control list, the guest list of the directories to give the ASP application pool identity. Fast CGI and PHP is another thing that we can put onto the IIS 7 server. You install PHP. What you do is you download the package from the website. It's a free package that you can download. You modify the php.ini file per the needs of the PHP application. You map the PHP extensions to the Fast CGI module, and a Fast CGI module is what we use for PHP on IIS 7.0. You add the module mappings. You type *.php. You set the module, the Fast CGI module, and the executable to the PHP CGI.exe, and this is the path to PHP. And so that is how we can install PHP on the IIS 7.0 server. Now, one of the things that we can do also to protect our web content is we can configure SSL. SSL is Secure Socket Layer, and what it does is it says we're going to use port 443. Now, this does require a web certificate, server certificate on the web server. So it must be secured, must be HTTPS binding also. So what happens is in the application, what we'll do is we'll click on binding and select what is the actual certificate that we're going to be using for the HTTPS binding. You configure certificate requirements, select 128-bit SSL, and that will start protecting the information as when somebody is requesting something. It's going to encrypt the actual transmission of the stream that's coming from the get verbs and post verbs. I hope you have enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question comment box below. If you're interested in viewing my other shows, just search the GoGo Radio Archive for Michael Kraut. If there is a show you would like me to do, you can let me know by using the question and comments box below. Thank you for your time, and thank you for letting me into your world and talk to you about technology. Tune in to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com. Bye-bye now.